Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I have promised you some nurses, but different kind of nurses. We'll get back to nope nurses later, but now we've got night shift nurses. Yes, this is the long-awaited remake of the original Night Shift Nurses, which never came out in the U.S. ever. And many of you saw the OVA hentai, which was actually dubbed in English. One of the few that was dubbed in English. I've not seen it. Maybe I'll get to work on that. Just see what the hubbub is about. Here I am looking at Golden Age hentai, and you guys are like, what is it? Hentai's the most popular subject on Pornhub right now? Maybe I should just look it up there? Nah. I prefer to download a lot of my stuff. I don't know. I'm not a big streamer, except when it comes to games. I watch a lot of people play these. Not this, but just games in general. Usually don't watch people play visual novels, though. You know, because I do it myself, it's just not something I enjoy watching others do. But I'm glad that you guys do enjoy watching me do these, because it's fun. Alright, so enough of my fucking yammering, let's continue. Oh, yeah, so, this is on Steam. Yeah, no, seriously, this is on Steam. And it's also on GOG, yep, that surprised me too. And it's also on Kagura, Manga Gamer, and Jazz USA. So go pick it up. There's like a million places to get these nurses. And yes, even GOG got the free DLC. There was an error. And they had priced the DLC, which was supposed to be free. They had priced it for $99.99. And I went to the GOG staff and I said, guys, this is a little high for a free uncensored patch. And no shit, the GOG staff goes to, he types on Discord. He says, God damn. He said, I'm going to report that immediately. And they have fixed it. But I definitely have it saved on my computer when it was $99.99. Just to show you guys. Because I was like, damn. They really don't want people to get this game uncut. Alright. So let's go ahead and get started. New game. Oh, wow. 10 years ago. Science stole my heart. Look at this art, man. On my examination table, the ultimate test subject. Yeah, it's mosaic, which destroys this beautiful art. The female body. At the mercy of its instincts and of my many tools. God, I just can't get over this art. Subject to my desires, and finally, at long last, my experiments begin again! You moron! Are you trying to kill me? Yeesh, damn it. I can't get a break. Even the sky's clouding over. Just my luck. I can't tell you why my life ended up like this. My plan was to have the time of my life being a doctor at a big league hospital. Everything should have been rosy instead. Looks like rain. What a perfect fit to celebrate my re-employment. I had superb grades in medical school. I was a top-class student with a bright future. And yet, ever since that day, But, all that crappy subsistence is finally over. After all, starting today I'm working at St. Juliana Hospital. It may only be a 1 month part-time assignment, but for me, it's not bad. But why did the Medical Association decide to recommend me all of a sudden? I hope they don't turn around and say it was all a big mistake. There's no point thinking about it. I might as well get going. Not to mention, I've heard rumors that the place is thronging with delectable nurses. Perhaps, just one more time. What's this? As I head for the entrance, I see a petite nurse squatting in front of a flower bed. She's working away keenly at something. Does she work here? The nurse stretches out a slender arm and takes hold of a flower as it bends under a delicate breeze. Her movements are graceful and gentle. Her fingers are supple and deft. How would it feel if they were wrapped around my cock, he says. How would it feel? I want her. The nose brushes a stray strand of hair away from her cheek. I catch a glimpse of her youthful, cherubic profile. She's pretty cute. I wouldn't mind dragging her into the undergrowth. Then, as she screams and cries, wow, damn, sir. Can I help you? Crap, she noticed me? I better say something. Do you like flowers? Dumbass. Good thing she has the brain of a gerbil. Yes, I like flowers! My favorite number is 10! I look after the flower beds here. The head nurse gave me permission to do it when I don't have other work. Can we, make the voices a little louder? Okay, sound, sir. Yeah, turn the voices up. And the sound effects. Music is fine, master is fine. There we go. The nurse's cheeks turn pink with embarrassment, like a child who's been caught doing something they shouldn't be. There we go. Would you like to see? The nurse holds out a single flower. The flower is a head of bright red petals, and the heavy bloom sways on its slim stem. That's a rare flower. It is? I suppose it isn't a very common species. The nurse squints at the flower before returning her gaze to me. Is there something I can do for you? She looks directly at me with innocent eyes. I'm gonna be working here from tomorrow, on a 1-month part-time placement. You're a doctor? The nurse nods as though satisfied with my answer. That's correct, I'm here for an interview with the person in charge. That would be the medical director. If it's your first time here, I take it you don't know your way around? I'll guide you. You don't mind? Of course not. This way. The nurse seems to have relaxed upon learning that I'm a member of staff. She walks ahead of me, flowers still in hand. I follow her lead. It looks like I managed to avoid any suspicion. All the same, I feel something stir within me in response to her innocent appearance. We head through the packed waiting room and into the hospital. This hospital has west and east wings in addition to the main building. The building has 3 floors and the roof is accessible too. Signs on the walls point to a multitude of departments from internal medicine and surgery to brain surgery, ophthalmology, pediatrics, and so on. I see. St. Juliana isn't just a big hospital. It has a full complement of medical departments to match its size. It's clearly a top-class facility. I don't know about you feet people, they didn't have a podiatrist, but, you know, usually they have older people, you know, get their feet checked to see if they have diabetes. So, I mean, that clearly might interest some of you to see older, fat waifus with their feet hanging out. I mean, maybe. I don't think we'll get that in this game, but, yeah. However, in that case, I find it all the more difficult to understand why they'd call for someone like me. What's your practice, doctor? I expect I'll be assigned to the gynecology department. Oh, you will you? What a coincidence! That's my department! Well, you're in luck, because you're my first patient! What? Ah! A look of pride flashes across the nurse's face in response to my faltering reply. My name's Hirasaka. How about you? My name is Ren Nanase. Ren means love in Japanese. What a lovely name. Thank you very much. I glance at Ren's flushed face as we proceed down the hallway. You know, I haven't noticed one freaking spelling error yet. I know it's early in the novel, but this is really good. I think because this is such a big release, they wanted to make sure that their script was actually good. I guess clock up doesn't matter, but this company does. I can see a heavy-looking wooden door at the end of the hallway. We're here, the medical director's office. Thank you. Sorry to take your time. Not at all. I look forward to working with you starting tomorrow. Ah, yes, me too. Ah, that's right. If you'd like, please. She holds out a single flower from the bouquet in her arms. Eh? For me? You don't like flowers? Ren cocks her head to one side slightly and peers at me. Am I supposed to be happy to receive something like this? Is she making fun of me? That's not it. What's this all about? I can't tell what she's aiming for here. Is she trying to get ahead at work by giving me presents? Perhaps she's hoping to get preferential treatment over the other nurses by acting friendly towards me? Either way, I'll turn her down for now. I couldn't, after you spent so much time growing them. It's only a small gift, nothing special. I try to give the flower back, but Ren smiles and presses it into my hand. Thanks! You're welcome. I must get going. Ren walks away in the direction of the central part of the hospital, leaving me staring dazedly at the flower she gave me. A flower? For some reason, I couldn't look Ren in the eyes. The feeling of her fingers brushing against mine as she handed over the flower still lingers inexplicably. It's the first time I've received a gift from a woman since the day I was born, and a flower at that. Nothing special, you say? That's for sure. But why would she give me a flower? Could it be that she likes me? That must be it. If not, why would she give me a flower? I see. Haha, not bad. If that's how she feels, I see no reason to reject her. Quite the opposite, I'd happily welcome her and keep her as my pet. After all, I've had my eye on her since the moment we met. Now that I'm looking at it, the flower is pretty beautiful too. Ha ha ha, this is going to be fun! I gaze at the flower and smile unconsciously as I imagine everything I'd like to do to a woman like her. Well then, I come back to my senses. This is no time to be fooling around looking at flowers. I still have a hurdle to overcome. Whether or not I get to work here depends on the result of this interview. Until now, I was only mildly interested in this place, but now I'm sold. I absolutely have to get this job. I want to make Ren my plaything. I want to enjoy those supple-looking limbs in my own special way. I compose myself, tuck the flower into my pocket, and turn back towards the medical director's office. Well then, according to rumors from the Medical Association, the director specifically requested me. It's not the normal way of doing things, and it caused quite a stir at the association. They asked me time after time if I knew someone at the hospital, but no matter how hard I think, nobody springs to mind. I don't remember making any such acquaintances. Oh well, thinking about it won't get me anywhere. The only thing for it is to go inside and see who it is. I'm here on recommendation from the Medical Association. I knock on the door and request permission to enter. Come in, it's open. A woman? She sounds pretty young, too. Okay, excuse me. Clunk. Just as I thought, a woman. She looks like she might even be younger than me. A young woman as my boss? Could make it more difficult to work here. In any case, I should introduce myself properly. Pleased to meet you. I'm here on recommendation from the Medical Association. My name's... I'm aware. Mr. Hirasaka, correct? I know all about you. You are in top grades from a state-run medical college. Your research was also very interesting. A medical student with a bright future. Oh-ho, she's well informed. I'm sure it's the first time we've met, but she's talking as though she knows me. Could we have met somewhere before? However, 10 years ago, you suddenly dropped off the radar, and nobody heard from you again. Am I right? Well, what the heck? What is this about? I'm totally stumped. Ever since then, I've been searching for you. Huh? For me? What's her game? Just how much does she know? Don't tell me you don't remember. The director smiles widely in my direction and peers into my face. Narumi? No way! How? Why is that woman here? Narumi Jinguji. These are kind of more old school character names. Narumi Jinguji. She was in the same year as me at medical school. She knows my secrets and she's the best test subject I've ever had. Back then, I was completely absorbed in my research on the female body. I wanted to use my medical expertise to expose the secrets of the female body. What were you trying to do, sir? Driven by that purpose, I set my sights on a woman from the same lab as me, Narumi. And so I plotted to make Narumi's body mine. It was easy. All that required was a small modification to her drink. I remember trembling at the sight of her sleeping drugged body. Trembling in excitement at having obtained the ultimate test subject. Before I knew it, I was helping myself to her body. From that moment on, I shone like a star. I lost myself in experiment after experiment and wrote countless excellent essays. And I took steps to turn Narumi's body into the perfect test bed. But that's where it all ended. Rumors of my experiments spread. I fled from the college, never to be seen again. Ever since then, everything went wrong, and my life took on an aimless quality. I'm a shadow of my former self. A third-rate gynecologist who can hardly afford to put food on the table. I tried to experiment on other women's bodies after that, too, but I never met anyone as well-suited to experimentation as Narumi. In fact, God damn it! Everyone treated me like some kind of freak, made fun of me. I can't believe she's sitting there right in front of my eyes. Narumi Jinguji. What's this all about, Narumi? I find it hard to believe she went through all this effort to find me so we could catch up with a chat. Could she be seeking revenge? I steel myself and fix Narumi with a sharp glare. I can't blame you for being surprised. Narumi flashes me a peculiar smile. The truth is, I was looking for you. For a reason. Will you hear me out? With those words, Narumi unfurls the blueprints of a building on her desk. Despite my caution, I can't help but be drawn in and take a look. It would appear to be the plans for this very hospital. This hospital is enjoying great success for a private establishment. However, I'm not the kind of woman who is easy to please. In order to develop the hospital further, I came up with a plan. I want to create a special ward. Narumi's finger points to a certain area of the blueprint. There's an area surrounded by a dotted line. That must be where the special ward is planned to be built. We'll fill
そこまでなら他の病院でもやっていること。でもね、ここからがこの計画の裏の面よ。
We'll fill the special ward with male patients who are rich or who have power over society. There are other hospitals with similar facilities, but here's the secret. Narumi's eyes sparkle and she leans in closer as she begins explaining. The contents of that explanation are shocking. The nurses who will work in the special ward are to receive a special type of training. By special training, she means they're to be re-educated as perfect meat slaves.Who have no qualms about fulfilling a man's desires. Just imagine, a gaggle of slutty young girls wagging their tails waiting for patients? They'll be queuing to get in. Narumi snickers as though entertained by the thought.The patients are to receive every kind of sexual care from the trained nurses. In return, those patients will give huge sums of money and vast privileges to the hospital. Narumi wants to create such a system. The plan is already in motion.I've pulled some strings behind the scenes at the association, too. Now all that's left is to prepare some extraordinary nurses. At this point, Narumi looks me dead in the eyes. I want you to take on the role of raising those nurses. What do you think? Raising nurses? Educating them? In other words, Narumi is telling me to do sordid things to the nurses in this hospital. The same kinds of things I did to her in the past. What are you thinking? Oh, I thought I was perfectly clear. Narumi gives me a look of slight surprise. Not that, I mean, I scramble for the right words. Narumi, don't you bear a grudge against me?I use your body as my plaything. I ruin your innocence. Don't you hate me? Narumi shakes her head. I'm not the type to obsess over what's done. I've left the past behind. That means she loved it. Done? Left behind? Back then, did it affect you so little?Obviously, she loved it, mate. That was her thing. There are four candidates to start. Paying no heed to my doubtful demeanor, Narumi retrieves a file from the drawer under her desk. Take a look at their backgrounds and photos. There are several photos attached to the file, each of them showing an individual nurse.They're all superb specimens, don't you think? I see. Just as Narumi says, these girls are the cream of the crop. However, my eyes are drawn to one of the pictures in particular. It's the nurse from before. Ren, was it? That girl's one of the candidates, which means if I take the job, then her body will be... No, wait. Should you do a good job of re-educating these girls, I intend to welcome you as the head of the special ward. The selection and re-education of further nurses would be down to you. Head? Me? Not a bad offer, right?Far from bad, it's a suspiciously good offer. Why would Narumi do all this for me? Something's not right, however you look at it. But what on earth are you planning? I look Narumi in the eyes. She's calmly looking straight back at me. Narumi, what are you thinking? What does she want from me so badly that she'd offer up her own hospital's nurses on a silver platter?Is she planning a fight accompli so she can get me charged with rape or something? Fight.
証ならともかく、今のあなたに失うものなんてあるのかしら。
ヘヘ。What are you worried about? Never mind the past. What have you got to lose in the here and now? Well, you make a good point, but right where it hurts. She's right that I have no reputation or standing to lose. As such, there wouldn't be much point in blackmailing me. But the reason Narumi called me here has nothing to do with me as a doctor. She wants me as a man, as an experimental doctor with the power to violate the female body. In that case, from my point of view, she's created the perfect environment for me. But, can I trust her? What's more? You're the perfect man for the job. No, the only man for the job. I know the reason for that firsthand. Narumi looks into my eyes, a salacious smile playing on her lips. It looks almost as if she's remembering that time with pleasure. Narumi, are you? Back then, she was just a plain, timid student. Or is this whole thing an act, in order to take her revenge on me? It's suspicious. Too suspicious. That said, the promise of being able to do as I please with these nurses has a certain appeal. What shall I do? I was able to rise to my current position by virtue of my skill and just a little luck, but to go further, I need something more. Narumi's expression is conspiratorial. Won't you collaborate with me on this plan? You won't regret it. Collaborate, huh? If I take this job, I'll be able to once again taste the giddy sensation of those days of experimentation. The very best test subjects, mine for the taking. For that pleasure, it must be worth enduring some risk. If I feel it's getting fishy, I can always make a run for it. Well, are you interested? I nod slowly. Yes, I am. I'll take the job. That settles it then. Narumi narrows her eyes further and smiles. I'll have you start tomorrow. Come and report to me tomorrow morning. Ah, okay. Well then, I'm looking forward to working with you. Narumi passes me an envelope full of materials and leaves the room. Narumi, are you trying to take advantage of me? Or... I leave the hospital still with some doubts over Narumi's words, but the promise of new experiments has set my heart ablaze. Guess I'll go home for now. It's late. Ah. Love the art there he's got. I return to my dingy abode and spread out the documents Narumi gave me. They contain details about each nurse, including their behavior at the hospital. To think I get to experiment on nurses at such an exclusive hospital. All of them have excellent potential as test subjects. I find myself captivated. Things are getting serious, or should that be interesting? I'll be able to experience those days of experimentation again, and with such extraordinary test subjects. Come to think of it, I haven't done any proper experiments since Narumi. That's right. I'm sure to be rusty. Will I still be able to ensnare these girls? It'd be easy to just take them by force, but... If I just had something to threaten them with, make them listen to me. I can't help but wonder about Narumi, too. Okay, I'll choose my target and stick close to her. Learn what I can. I should be able to polish my experimental skills along the way. This time already? I should get some rest for tomorrow. Thank you. Okay. Week one, Monday. Can't give you much right now. Like, oh, what is this? Sex drive, sex skill. Oh, this is gonna be more than a novel. This is, you gotta earn points and stuff. Holy shit. So how does this work? This is like a classic dating simulator. This is True Love 95, which I actually really enjoyed for those of you guys that actually watched me play that. I thought that was pretty decent. It was different than just reading the text. But anyway, morning, huh? I'm still tired. That's right, I start today. Get up now or daydream? Well, there's no fucking use in daydreaming. You got all these beautiful nurses to do things with. I've got to go to the hospital. Damn, Narumi told me to report to her after all. Can't be helped. Guess I'll get up and head to the hospital. I mean, yeah, it's a real thorn in your side to go to the hospital. And I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Like, oh, I'm in a funk. I get to go to the hospital and mess with all these beautiful women like I haven't been able to for many, many years. Ugh, my life sucks so much. Yeah, I don't buy it, mate. I arrive at the hospital. I suppose I should head to Narumi's office. Ah, Hirasaka, you're here. I'm looking forward to working with you starting today. I look inside the director's room and find Narumi waiting for me there. Ah, yeah. You'll be working the 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. shift. As far as everyone else is concerned, you're on a part-time contract, so it can't be helped. How's it supposed to be night shift if he's working the afternoons? It's more like afternoon shift nurses? Noon shift nurses? The plan I asked for your help with is top secret. Nobody must suspect anything. You understand that, don't you? Doing real work is gonna be such a pain. You may do as you please outside of that time. Narumi continues as though having read my thoughts. Does that mean how I went over the nurses we're targeting is up to me? Sure, do things your way. Just make sure you come and report to me each morning, please. As long as I complete my official work, I can do whatever I like besides that. Not bad. Understood. Beyond that, I'll do my own thing. That's fine. I have a business to attend to, so I'll be leaving now. Take it easy. Alright. I'll think of my plan of attack. I have great expectations, hee-hee. Narumi gives me a faint smile and leaves the room. Now then. Judging by what Narumi was saying, I won't be able to walk around the hospital freely during my working hours. If I leave it too late, the nurses might go home, which leaves... I should be able to follow the nurses around for an hour or so before and after work. If I can find something to blackmail them with during that time, I'll be able to wrap them into my experiments. Yeah, if I can find that, then... Then I can call for them during the night shift, when the hospital's nice and quiet, and begin my experiments. Yeah, I'll go with that. I've still got time before work. I guess I'll go right ahead and look for one of my targets. All right. Narumi gave me the nurse's schedules yesterday. If I use this, I'll know what floor each target will be on at a given time. All right. I'll find a nurse to target and put this thing to good use. This does go into game mode. So, something you young weebs, I guess, right? Young weebs, young otaku, whatever you want to call yourself these days. Something you guys may not know about old dating Sims visual novels is that they actually had game elements, a lot of game elements, where you were actually supposed to go to certain places at certain times, all that sort of thing. I grew up playing a lot of the older ones, like Dividend and stuff like that, so I know exactly how this works, where you go to this area and that area, and that's how this game is set up. It's not just read text, read text, read text. There's different things that you're going to be doing. See? It's actually a game. It has gameplay, Grim? Kinda, sorta. Like we can go to the yard. 1F, second floor, third floor, the roof. There's a girl on the roof. You got 60 minutes left though, so you only have an hour. And there's also do some work. Do some fucking work, Grim! Oh, doctor, have you eaten? Ren is alone on the rooftop, her lunchbox open in front of her. The pink Tupperware box is filled with handmade foods. Oh, shit. Let me see. Now, a lot of Manosphere guys would say, look from afar. Don't get too close. You'll seem desperate. So let's see what happens when I look from afar. I pretend to leave the rooftop, then watch Ren closely from a hidden spot. She eats slowly, her lunchbox perched on her lap. Look at those sexy lips. I want to shove it right in there. Ren pops a wedge-shaped slice of tomato in her mouth. Tomato. It seems it's a little too big to go down in one bite. Red juice drips from the corner of her mouth. Oh, does it? Ren quickly wipes her mouth. There's a small pot beside her, the same color as the lunchbox. The breeze on the rooftop catches Ren's uniform, and I catch a glimpse of her shapely calves from under the hem. Her legs aren't bad. I leave before Ren cottons onto my presence. Okay, so we got 40 minutes left. I don't know what happens if you just go in regular rooms. Am I supposed to talk with the girls, or am I supposed to? I don't want to bother. Why is there an exclamation point? I'm confused, because this is some dots, and then this is an exclamation mark. The hallway is empty. Doors leading to hospital rooms line the walls. I suddenly stop in front of a certain room. A flash of bright color draws my eye. This is. The room belongs to one of the inpatients. However, the patient is supposedly away right now, leaving the room empty. Let's take a look inside. It's the same as any other hospital room. There's a bed, a small side table, a flower vase sits on the bedside table. I've seen the flowers arranged in it somewhere before. I bet you have. Okay. So, this is literally where we gotta end it for now. But hopefully this kinda shows you guys what you're getting into. Just even a little bit of gameplay is just enough to show you guys what you're gonna, you know, you see I got a point there. So basically you're gonna be following these girls around. Now I don't know what happens when you do some work, but, we can probably play some more of this in January. I don't think that'd be a problem, or maybe February. I'm not sure exactly. This is a very short game. It's only 5 hours according to VNDB. So, you can go through it pretty quickly, and some of these older VNs were, even though the original game, it was 20 to 30 hours long. So they've clearly cut out a lot of stuff from this game, which some people don't care for, but at the same time, you know, that sometimes happens with a remake and lower budgets. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time with more great hentai games. Remember, you can pick this up at Steam, GOG, Kagura, Jast USA, and Manga Gamer. So go ahead and get it. It's a classic. I'm out.